Live all across the United States and Canada, the Bible Answer Man with Hank Hanegraaff is on the air. Hank is president of the Christian Research Institute. At CRI, we desire to equip the body of Christ to defend the truth of the gospel, the reliability of the Bible, and give reasons for the historic Christian faith because truth matters. To find out more about the Christian Research Institute, the Christian Research Journal, Hank Hanegraaff, or great resources we recommend, go to our website, www.equip.org. To ask Hank a question on air, call 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you, Randy. Next week, we're going to do a show, or in fact, a couple of shows on Islam, what you need to know about Islam, because we have a brand new resource out called Islam, the Best of the Christian Research Journal, What You Must Know. And again, we will be focusing on Islam next week, right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. But Islam, the resource, is available right now. And we point out that on the one extreme, Muslims are portrayed as a maniacal monolith. On the other extreme, they're being portrayed as peace-loving pacifists. During the dark days immediately following 9/11, one thing became painfully obvious. More often than not, we're being informed by rhetoric and emotional stereotypes rather than reason and evidence. That's why you need this resource. One of the articles I wrote for this resource, and it's quite a prodigious resource, is an article that answers the question, is the Quran credible? Because according to Islam, the Quran is not only credible, it is God's only uncorrupted revelation. In other words, the Bible, by virtue of the standard of Islam, cannot possibly be an uncorrupted revelation. The truth, however, as I've pointed out many times in the Bible Answer Man broadcast, is that the Bible can be demonstrated to be divine rather than merely human in origin. And that can't be said for the Quran. Because unlike the Bible, the Quran is replete with faulty ethics and factual errors. Let me give you an example. Surah 4:3. Muhammad allegedly received a revelation from God allowing men to marry women of your choice, 2, 3, or 4. But then ironically, in Surah 33:50, what I'm saying here is dangerous, but look, if you don't like it, it's in the Quran. Surah 33:50, Muhammad receives a divine sanction to marry any believing woman who dedicates her soul to the prophet if the prophet wishes to wed her, close quote. There's the point. Other men were only permitted by the Quran to marry up to 4 wives. Allah, however, provided Muhammad with a divine exception for his marriage to at least 12 women and one girl that he wed at the tender age of 11. Also troubling is the fact that the Quran allows men to beat lightly their wives in order that they might return to obedience. Surah 4:34. When we compare the personal morality of Muhammad in the Quran with the personal morality of Jesus in the Bible, the difference is remarkable. The Quran exhorts Muhammad to ask forgiveness for thy fault. Conversely, Christ's ethics with regards to every aspect of life, including the treatment of women, was so unimpeachable that he could rightly ask, "Can any of you prove me guilty of sin?" Unlike the Bible, the Quran is riddled with factual errors. A classic case in point involves the Quran's denial of Christ's crucifixion. This denial, chronicled in Surah 4, 157, is explicit and emphatic. Here's what it says. Again, I'm quoting the Quran. "They killed him not, nor crucified him, but so it was made to appear to them, for of a surety, they killed him not." In reality, however, the fatal suffering of Jesus Christ is one of the most well-established facts of ancient history. And we point that out in the resource, again, that I'm holding in my hand, Islam, the Best of the Christian Research Journal, What You Must Know. The Quranic denial of Christ's crucifixion, of course, has led to a host of other errors as well. From a Muslim perspective, Jesus was never crucified, and therefore Jesus was never resurrected. Instead, in Islam, God made someone look like Jesus, and the lookalike was mistakenly crucified in place of Jesus. Here's the bottom line. The distance between the Muslim Quran and the Christian Bible is the distance of infinity. Not only does the prophetic prowess of the Bible elevate it far above the holy books of other religions, but as new archaeological nuggets are uncovered, the trustworthiness of Scripture, as well as the unreliability of pretenders to Scripture, is further highlighted. Faulty ethics, factual errors, together demonstrate that the Quran is devoid of divine sanction. In sharp contrast, ethics and factual evidence demonstrate that the Bible is divine rather than merely human in origin. Again, a great resource, the Best of the Christian Research Journal, compiled in one volume. You want to know Islam? This is the resource to get. It's available right now. It's a pretty big resource for your gift to the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute to keep this voice circling the globe. We're getting so many testimonies that are flooding into the ministry offices of the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast. I want to read one of them to you. This is submitted by Christopher. He says, "I just want to say I'm very excited to see Hank on YouTube now. I think this step towards utilizing Web 2.0 and the word of mouth is going to cause some needed controversy." I'm not talking about controversy for the sake of controversy, of course, rather controversy for the sake of truth. "My hope and prayer is that it will reach more people and help them think biblically. I don't get your radio station where I live in Wheeling, West Virginia. However, I do enjoy listening to the broadcast online." And then catch this. "I'm 23 years old as of last month, and I've been listening to the broadcast for 3 years. When I first started listening, I couldn't understand any of the terms being used, but I committed to listening. Now, I listen to the broadcast with a deep understanding on most topics discussed. It's enhanced my witness, enriched my relationship with God. Thank you to all who support the ministry, all who work behind the scenes at the Christian Research Institute. And Hank, thank you for being diligent in defending the truth. More importantly, thanks be to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for his grace towards us. Sincerely, Chris." A great letter. We're getting so many testimonies like this as we are utilizing so many mediums to get the message out across the world to the masses to make a difference for time and for eternity. And I, along with Chris, thank you, those of you who are standing with us on a regular basis, prayerfully and financially. I had promised to personalize the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition for people that gave $100 or more. And those are going out now in mass. We were actually out of stock for a little while. This morning, my office was flooded with copies of the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition ready for me to personalize. And I finished all of them today. They're going out in the mail, even as we speak. And for you, those of you who have not received a personalized edition of the Complete Bible Answer Man, Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, give us a call today. Again, for a gift of $100 or more to this ministry, I'll send you out a personalized copy of the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, and they are now in stock, so I'll be personalizing them every day as they come across my desk. You can order online at equip.org, or when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. You can also talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI. One more item of business before we go to our callers, and you can call 888-ASK-HANK to get your question on the air, is I have a brand new edition of the Christian Research Journal in my hand. And this journal is chock full of important information about cults, the occult, aberrant Christian theologies, all kinds of information to equip and inform you. One of the scariest movements that I have encountered, and I wrote about this in Counterfeit Revival, is Mike Bickle's End Time Teaching and his International House of Prayer. In an article in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal that I'm talking about, and I've got the first copy in my hand right now, Bickle firmly claims that we can know the specific season of Christ's return and then boldly tells his followers that he believes the end of the world will unfold in this generation. In other words, he's a date setter. In light of Bickle's conviction that we're living in the generation of Jesus' second coming, Bickle preaches that God is now raising up an elite end-time forerunner movement within the church. And he's praying for thousands of last-day forerunner Christians who will emerge in the spirit and the power of Elijah and defeat the Antichrist soon coming one world government. He teaches that Jesus' second coming can be sped up according to the degree of the church's spiritual maturity and readiness. The end times will reveal, he says, a killing Christ who is covered with blood as he marches through Jordan to free Jerusalem while engaging the Antichrist army in physical combat. And Bickle envisions that the end-time forerunner church will experience, catch this, greater things than the apostles themselves. He emphasizes that during the end times, Moses' miracles and the miracles of the book of Acts will be combined and then multiplied on a global level as the praying church looses God's judgments on the earth. Well, this article goes on and uncovers a false movement within the body of Christ that at the end of the day doesn't advance the kingdom of Christ, but drags Christ's name through the mud. Again, the Christian Research Journal, must reading, available through the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. If you want to subscribe, you can do so in a safe, secure fashion on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Thousands of you calling in. We're going to go right to the phone lines. First up, Larry. I better not take you right now, Larry. I'm just looking at the clock. I got 57 seconds left to the break, so I'll take you on the other side of the break. Call in your questions, 888-ASK-HANK. I'll start taking your questions on the other side of the break. In the meantime, please pray for this ministry. We're never going to be politically correct and oftentimes not popular. We're going to tell it like it is, no matter what the cost. If it means losing radio stations, so be it. This is not a popularity contest. This is being prudent with the truth. Because ultimately, our motto is this: because truth matters. In essentials, unity. Non-essentials, liberty. In all things, charity. But we will never compromise the truth. We'll be back again on the other side of the break in just a few moments with more of your questions. Please don't touch that dial.
On one extreme, Muslims are portrayed as a mad monolith, on the other as peace-loving pacifists. During the dark days immediately following 9/11, one thing was painfully obvious. More often than not, we were being informed by rhetoric and emotional stereotypes rather than reason and empirical studies. Islam, What You Must Know, the best of the Christian Research Journal, is a new book edited by Hank Hanegraaff. Many of us know Muslims already in our own neighborhood or workplace, and with an ever-increasing population of Muslims all over the world, we should be ready to go to them as Christ calls. In Islam, What You Must Know, Hank brings together the best articles from the Christian Research Journal on Islam to equip you to think Christianly about Muslims in order to reach them for Christ. To order CRI's exclusive brand new hardcover book on Islam, call 888-7000-274 or go online to our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org. Don't touch that dial. Hank will be back with more of the show right after this.
Multitudes of Christians have been given a wildly distorted understanding of the biblical teaching about faith. In the late 20th century, Word of Faith teachers such as Kenneth Hagin and Benny Hinn were at the fore.
The Bible declares clearly that faith is a force.
In the early 21st century, they are overshadowed by a new breed of prosperity preachers with rock star platforms like Joel Osteen and Paula White.
God said to challenge the people to give $66.12 according to Psalm 66:12. When you put your faith with the word, then you have mandated results.
Hank gives hope and truth to the millions trapped in the faith movement in his landmark book, Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. To get your copy of Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, call 888-7000-CRI or go online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the autographed and limited leather editions.
We have assembled for the first time ever some of the great luminaries of the evidence for Christ in the world. These people have been assembled for one purpose, and that is to present the case for Christ to you. And in the end, it's your responsibility, your opportunity to come to your own conclusion in the case for Christ.
Based on Lee Strobel's best-selling book, The Case for Christ is now on DVD. One skeptical journalist:
I thought the idea of an all-powerful creator of the universe was just an absurd idea.
Investigates the most important story in history. Lee Strobel and biblical scholars explore the evidence for the life of Jesus.
Now, it would require more faith for me to maintain my atheism than to become a follower of Jesus Christ. Investigate the evidence for yourself.
The Case for Christ. Look for it on DVD.
To order, call 888-7000-CRI. That's toll-free at 888-7000-CRI. Find out more online at equip.org.
It is reading and interpreting the passage in light of what the Bible says, not my imagination.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically-based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Man. But how can you benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times? You can with the Legacy Study Bible. Hank Hanegraaff has helped to assemble what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. Informative and educational articles are written by Hank using acronyms that he regularly uses on the Bible Answer Man, including LIGHTS, showing how to understand the Bible; MAPS, demonstrating how the Bible is divinely inspired and preserved; DOCTRINE, summarizing essential Christian doctrine; and FEAT, an apologetic on Christ's resurrection.
Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. Equipping you and your family to defend your faith and grow in your knowledge of who God is. That's our mission at the Christian Research Institute, and we do it through listeners like you.
I want to say thank you very much for the Christian Research Journal. It's an excellent magazine. And also, Hank, I wanted to say thank you very much for the Legacy Study Bible. I got one, and it is a great help to me in my Bible study and in my understanding of the Word.
If you believe in what we're doing here at CRI, we're asking you to partner with us through regular prayer and a special gift. Your support is foundational to keeping us on the air and ministering in your area. To help in CRI's Because Truth Matters mission, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. You can also join online at equip.org. That's equip.org. And now, once again, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
With a quick reminder that for your gift of $250 or more to the ongoing work at the Christian Research Institute, I'll send you out a personalized edition of the Legacy Study Bible. It's not full of my notes. Hopefully in years it will be full of your notes. What you do have in the Legacy Study Bible, a lot of features, including my Legacy acronym, through which you can remember important things about each book of the Bible, such as the location the book was written. That's the L in Legacy. You can get the essence of the book, the E in nugget form, the genre, or the form in which the book is written, the G. The A is the author. The C is the context in which it was written, and the Y, the years. Again, a memorable way in which you can remember the essence of each book of the Bible, and that is just the beginning of some of the great features of the Legacy Study Bible, including the feature of a very unique Bible reading plan that teaches you to read the Bible not in bits, but in books. And you'll read them in an order that makes sense. Again, the Legacy Study Plan part of the Legacy Study Bible, so you can order today. You can do that on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI or simply order via the mail at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And now Larry, he's listening in Fort Wayne, Indiana on WFCV. Hi, Larry.
Hello. At the top of the hour, when you started your broadcast today, you were referencing someone who had written an article that was in USA Today, you said on Monday edition?
Yeah, that was yesterday's broadcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, my question to you is, do you intend to write to that man a response or to the magazine?
Well, I'm actually, interestingly enough, inquiring with USA Today to see if I can write either a response or an article that would rebut that article in the forum section of USA Today.
Good, good. You know the Bible better than most of us. Genesis 1 and 2, Exodus 20, Romans 5. There's several points. At almost every point, the Bible contradicts the evolution theory, and for someone to say what he's saying implies he's not reading his Bible and thinking about it, and if he's that sloppy with the Bible, then I would think also with science.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He's incredibly sloppy when it comes to science. In fact, one of the things I said in yesterday's broadcast is that it's one thing to extol evolution, it's another thing to extol Darwin, because Darwin was a racist and a sexist. And I find it utterly inconceivable that someone that takes the sacred name of God upon his lips would espouse a person who was so overtly racist and whose theology and whose science actually led inevitably to the consequence of such ghastly experiments as eugenics, in which we have Margaret Sanger and Theodore Roosevelt and great universities all inevitably getting involved in this whole idea of trying to keep the gene pool from being polluted by the genes of less fit people. And it's incredible that in our epoch of time, there was a time in which legislation was passed from blue states ranging from California to New York in support of eugenics. And it wasn't until the ghastly consequences of eugenics showed their ugly reality in the German death camps that eugenics quietly faded into the recesses of history. But the evolutionary premise, the Darwinian theory on which it was based, is still with us today, replete with all its racist and sexist notions. It's one thing for the world to be racist and sexist. It has no part in the body of Christ. Woe to the false prophets among us. I want to go back to the phone lines, talk to Derek, Indianapolis, Indiana. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Hank. I want to know, why is Maccabees in some Bibles and not in others?
Well, Maccabees, interestingly enough, is not considered canonical by the Jews themselves. And therefore, I would say that there's good warrant for Christians today to say that Maccabees may be very important from a historical perspective, but it doesn't fit the principles of canonicity, including perspicuity, which is the idea that a book has to be clear and consistent, not only within itself, but within the context of the rest of Scripture. But I would say further that Maccabees has incredible historical relevance, and particularly to Jews, because you have the story of Judas Maccabeus, who was a great Jewish hero and patriarch, who ultimately was responsible for saving the Jews from destruction under Antiochus IV, Epiphanes, and from the desecration of their temple. And ultimately, there was freedom for the Jews under Judas Maccabeus in 165 BC. And this is the reason that Jews still celebrate what happened under the Maccabeans in their Feast of Hanukkah.
Okay, thank you.
You got it. Thank you so much for your call. Let's go back to the phone lines, talk to Victoria in Seattle, Washington. Hi, Victoria.
Oh, hi, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
This is in reference to Colossians 1:22, where it says that Jesus has reconciled us in the body of his flesh through death to present us blameless. Mm-hmm. And I was in a Bible study trying to explain to a brand new Christian that it wasn't just the flesh, that there was a turning away, so there was, in essence, also a death in the spirit for him that he suffered, that we won't suffer. And to her credit, she said, well, give, you know, I'm looking at this, and it says it's his flesh that's giving us atonement only. And she wants scriptures to back up the fact that God had to turn his back on, that the Father had to turn his back on the Son. And yeah. I really couldn't find scriptures that really clearly stated that. Could you help me with that?
No, I can't.
Okay. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I think you are.
Well, that's what I need to know.
Yeah. And what's very interesting about this, if you'll turn to Psalm 22.
Okay.
When Jesus said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He was referencing Psalm 22. And when Jesus used the first phrase of Psalm 22, his hearers, of course, would have had in their minds the entirety of the context. And in the context, what you have in verse 24 is this: "For he has not despised or disdained the suffering of the afflicted one. He has not hidden his face from him, but he has listened to his cry for help." So what I usually say to people is that what you have here is typical of the Psalms. You have a contrast between emotional despair and faith in God. And so we can easily imagine that Christ, who voluntarily took on the limitations of humanity, would have had within his active conscious mind a real feeling of being forsaken by the Father as he bore in his body the sins of the world. But, and this is the big but, this does not in any way suggest an ontological separation, which is to say, a separation in the nature or the essence of the one God revealed in Scripture.
Right, right. And I didn't think that. I didn't think there was ever an actual separation.
A lot of Christians think that there is. In fact, some Christians go as far as to say something radically different, which is to say that Jesus Christ suffered spiritually. And by that, they mean that Jesus Christ took on the very nature of Satan, that he became a satanic being.
Oh, no, no, no.
But the Bible says something completely different. It says that Jesus is the sin bearer upon whom the sins of the world are laid. So Jesus is himself an unblemished lamb. And that's why the Bible can say that Jesus was a sweet-smelling savor unto God. And he was the unblemished lamb who was untainted by sin, and therefore he could indeed be the sin bearer. So it is correct to say that Jesus suffered physically, but Jesus suffered as a human being, and to say that he suffered physically also means that he suffered metaphysically, which is to say that during his passion on the cross, he suffered everything that humanity has suffered. He suffered the pain of rape and the pain of sorrow and the pain of bereavement, the pain of death and disease and destruction and decay. So in his passion on the cross, he suffered more than any human being. He suffered more than the cumulative sufferings of all of humanity. And that's what we celebrate when we take the cup and we take the bread. And we do it in remembrance of him. We suffer his broken body, shed blood for the complete remission of sins. So what happened after his passion is his body, which was broken for the complete remission of our sins, his blood that was poured out for us, that was buried. The physical aspect of Jesus Christ, his body was buried, but he was absent from the body. He was present with his heavenly Father. And that's why he said to his heavenly Father, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." I would like to continue this, but I am unfortunately up against the clock. I've written about this in some detail, Victoria, in a book called Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. So you can get both the aberrations that are oftentimes taught in this regard, as well as the truth from a biblical perspective. Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org, or just pick up the phone, talk to our resource consultants, 888-7000-CRI. I'll be back in just a few moments with more of your questions. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK.
The Christian Research Institute offers numerous ways to get the answers you seek to tough questions about Christianity, cults, the occult, essential Christian doctrine, and more.
This is the time that we need this organization to be not just proclaiming the truth, but doing the research and getting us the answer. Sometimes heretical writings come out, and the average Christian reads them and says, you know, I know that isn't right, but I need some help in understanding why it isn't right. I need someone to do some research. Well, that's what the Christian Research Journal does. That's what Hank does and others on the show.
As Lee Strobel just said, the value of the Christian Research Institute is in the combined resources of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Primary Source Research, and the Christian Research Journal. You can subscribe today online at www.equip.org. The Bible Answer Man will be right back.
Don't all religions lead to God?
What is truth?
Aren't the Bible's views on homosexuality outdated?
What's wrong with Wicca?
Teens question everything. They need real answers. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has come out with the Bible Answer Book for students.
Hank took all the Q&As from Bible Answer Book 1 and 2 that are important to students and came up with real answers that make sense to us.
82 questions on topics that are on the minds of students today about God, the Bible, eternity. Even social issues are covered, like stem cell research, capital punishment, homosexuality, and many others.
The Bible Answer Book for students is perfect to share with your non-believing friends, those looking for spiritual answers, with new Christians, or for you.
The Bible Answer Book for Students by Hank Hanegraaff. Order your copy. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. It's also available online at equip.org.
The Word of Promise, New Testament Audio Bible, presented in dramatic audio theater, starring Jim Caviezel as Jesus.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
And Stacy Keach as Paul.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
Plus the voices of over 100 actors. Original music score by award-winning Italian composer Stefano Manetti. The New Testament presented and performed in over 25 hours of inspiration and devotion. The Word of Promise, New Testament Audio Bible. Be transformed. Be enlightened. Breathe in the Word of God like never before. Hear the Bible come alive in dramatic audio theater. The Word of Promise.
Call CRI and order the Word of Promise New Testament Audio Bible today at 888-7000-CRI or on our safe and secure website at www.equip.org.
Some teachers outside the church proclaim we are God.
I'm just curious, where does God come into the whole secret?
Good question.
Yeah, God is all of us.
Other teachers inside churches proclaim that we are God.
If dogs get together, they produce what?
Dogs.
If cats get together, they produce what?
Yes.
But if the Godhead gets together, what are they producing?
God.
Well, who is God? Are we God? Everyday people make significant life and death, health and financial decisions based on faulty information about who God is and what He promises. And that is precisely why Hank Hanegraaff has written Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. Thousands have been helped out of the faith movement by the Christian Research Institute, but many more must be rescued. To get your copy of Hank's Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, call 888-7000-CRI or log on to our secure website at www.equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. The Bible Answer Man is here to provide the answers people are looking for, because truth matters. Many listeners and Christian leaders have told us of the importance of these answers, like Jay Strack, founder of Student Leadership University.
I would be hard-pressed to say what area blesses me the most. Is it your radio program? Is it when I get to hear you in person? Is it when I pull down one of your magazines, the Journal, or whether I pull down one of your books? It's just every day it seems like you bless me and encourage me. And there are pastors all over the nation that I know feel that way. And Hank, I just admire your commitment, your integrity, your honesty to your family and to the things of God. You got to ask yourself the question, if you're going to make a gift to a ministry, does he live it? The answer is yes. If you're looking for a ministry, you could do something to make a difference, because truth matters. This is it.
The truth is, it simply takes resources to fulfill the unique and vital ministry that the Christian Research Institute does every day. So we're asking for your prayers and financial participation.
If you can, make a special gift to the Christian Research Institute or join the Bible Answer Man support team, the CRI Fellowships, or the President's Council. Contact us right now toll-free at 888-7000-274 or go to our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org. And now, here's the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and we'll go right back to our questions. A quick reminder, I am going to stay in the studio today for an extra hour once we go off the air, so if you are calling in, keep calling in because I'm going to be here for an extra hour. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK. I'll continue taking your calls again for this segment and then for an hour once we go off the air. Let's go back to the phone lines, talk to Angie. She's listening in Illinois on KSIV. Hi, Angie.
Hi. My question was, Joseph was able to tell the meaning of dreams, and a lot of people had dreams back then. I was just wondering if there was meaning to all dreams or if
no, absolutely, there is not meaning to all dreams. And besides which, as Christians, you need to be really careful with dreams because we always have to take our subjective feelings and experiences and test them in light of Scripture and then hold fast to that which is good. And so often we have a dream and we put too much stock in that dream and we become fearful because maybe we have a dream and we think this portends something that's going to happen in the future. From a biblical perspective, however, God does not reveal the future. He's already spoken through the prophets and through the apostles. We have everything necessary in the canon. And God, in His grace, therefore, does not blaze a floodlight down the path of life so we can see what's coming up next. Because if He did, most of us would not want to face the future. Instead, what He does is He gives us just enough light to step into some more light, and He gives us the grace we need as we need it each step of the time. So every day His grace is sufficient, and that's why Jesus Christ could say, "Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own."
Well, great. Thank you.
You got it. Thank you so much for your call. Let's go back to the phone lines. Talk to Carl. He's listening on WCRV, Memphis, Tennessee. Hi, Carl.
Hey, Hank.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for your ministry. I've actually got an autographed copy of the Apocalypse Code. I met you in Memphis a few years ago, and you were nice enough to do that for me. I was asking about the early date of Revelation.
Yep.
You know, John wrote it, 66 maybe, something like that. I'd like to know how important you think that is and like your answer on that.
Well, I mean, a couple of answers that I would give. The primary answer is that one of the things that we claim for the Bible is that not only are the copies in close proximity to the original writings, but the original writings are in close proximity to the actual events they chronicle. And therefore, there's no time whatsoever for legendary contamination or corruption. But beyond that, I think that the only reason that you have late dating is, on the one hand, you have fundamentalists on the left who want to get the writing a long time from the actual events that are chronicled, or you have fundamentalists on the right who want to say that the book of Revelation was written by John in AD 95 or following, which means that the book of Revelation describes yet future events of the last days just before Jesus comes back on this earth. So that way, if it's written late, we can be talking about the destruction of another temple. Or in the case of a Tim LaHaye, there are going to be two more temples. You're going to have a third and a fourth temple. In Christian theology, however, the temple that replaces the temple that was destroyed was the temple that came before the temple was destroyed, and the temple that prophesied that the temple would be destroyed. In fact, the very cornerstone to the Christian church, Jesus Christ himself. And that's why when the woman at the well asked Jesus, should we worship in a temple in Gerizim or should we worship in a temple in Jerusalem? Jesus said to her, woman, the time is coming, indeed the time now is, when those who worship God in spirit and in truth will not worship in either place, because in the irony of the ages, the temple that should be worshiped was standing before her. Remember when Jesus said, destroy this temple, and I will raise it up in 3 days?
Right.
He wasn't talking about the temple that Herod was refurbishing. He was talking about the temple of his body. So Jesus, therefore, is the temple that fulfills all the types and shadows, including temple made of stone, priest, and the sacrificial system. And once Jesus comes to continue with temple sacrifice, is to trample, according to the words of Scripture, on the sacred blood of Jesus Christ. So any thought of going back to temple sacrifices when the ultimate sacrificial lamb has come is an abomination to God. And unfortunately, there are many today that want to get back to temple, priest, and sacrifice, and even people today like LaHaye who believes that the sacrifices in the fourth temple, in the millennial temple, are going to be efficacious for sin. In other words, they're going to actually atone for sin, which by logical extension would mean that the atonement of Christ on the cross was not sufficient.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it, Hank, and I really appreciate your ministry. I've actually read that book 5 times, and I think that everyone should do that. I think maybe not 5 times, but they need to read your book. And all the acronyms that you do and all the other books, man, I've got so much of your stuff. It's just tremendous, and I really appreciate what you do, and you're a great man of faith, and you do a really good job. And again, I appreciate you need to come to Memphis again and see us sometime, man. If you ever get back this way, I'd appreciate it.
Well, I'm thinking about doing it in the near future, Carl.
All right. Well, I'll see you.
Okay, man, I'll announce it right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. I always appreciate these encouraging remarks because, again, if you read the Apocalypse Code, you're not going to get the same hype, hysteria, sensationalism. It's not repackaged stuff that's been packaged and repackaged ad nauseum, ad infinitum. It took me over 20 years to research the book I wrote called The Apocalypse Code. So I thought about it deeply, and for those who have listened to this broadcast for the last 22 years, for many years during that period of time, when people asked me questions, I simply said, I have to research and return. I can't give you an answer. I simply don't know. I'm not qualified to answer that question. I haven't finished my research. So I did due diligence. I really studied it. And in the end, what this book is not so much a book on eschatology, but as a book that teaches you to read the Bible for all it's worth. It's one thing to say God has spoken, these are his words. But if God has spoken, what has God said? That means, of course, that you need to learn to read the Bible for all it's worth, and I think that the Apocalypse Code will go a long ways in equipping you to do just that. And that's why I think the book is important. It's available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can order via the World Wide Web at equip.org. Also, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. When you talk to our resource consultants, 888-7000-CRI, of course, bookstores everywhere. Let's go back to the phone lines. We'll talk to Tina next. She's listening in Arkansas on KAYH. Hi, Tina.
Hello. My question is, I was wondering, at what point do we stop supporting businesses that obviously don't support biblical principles or who hire people who don't either? I went into a women's cosmetic store and was greeted with 2 homosexual individuals, and he was giving me advice on lipstick that he had tried, and it really threw me for a loop, and I know that we can't go in every store and, you know, judge people, and I'm not perfect by any means, but just what, at what point do we, I'm torn about not going back, you know.
Sure, and I can understand that. This is the kind of thing that does tear you up in many different ways, because while we're in the world, we're not of the world, and we never want to create a we-they siege mentality against the world, so it's us against them.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, there is warrant for supporting Christian businesses and Christian business people, the reason being that it is those very people through their businesses that support Christian ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So there are so many Christian businessmen and women that support ministries like the Christian Research Institute, and they do that because they're making a profit, and they recognize that that profit is to be invested in the kingdom. It's to build his kingdom, not to build their own. So patronizing good Christian businesses can go a long ways to forwarding a Christian worldview.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I think that you should look at this very, very carefully, because we don't want to, as I said before, create this kind of we-they siege mentality against the world that says, if you're a homosexual, I don't want to deal with you. In fact, mm-hmm. Jesus dealt with people from every walk of life. He hung out with prostitutes and sinners, and I think that's an example for us as well. I'd like to continue. Very interesting discussion and question. But we're out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Here's what I'm going to do. I mentioned this previously. I'm going to stay right here for an extra hour, continue taking your calls right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, to get your question in during the next hour. And do remember, a lot of the resources that I talk about, you can find them in bookstores around the country, but you can also find them right here at the Christian Research Institute on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And when you talk to our resource consultants, that number is always 888-7000-CRI. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for your prayers and your support. We'll see you next time.
On one extreme, Muslims are portrayed as a mad monolith. On the other, as peace-loving pacifists. During the dark days immediately following 9/11, one thing was painfully obvious. More often than not, we were being informed by rhetoric and emotional stereotypes rather than by reason. Islam, What You Must Know, the Best of the Christian Research Journal, is a new book edited by Hank Hanegraaff. Many of us know Muslims already in our own neighborhood or workplace, and with an ever-increasing population of Muslims all over the world, we should be ready to go to them as Christ calls. In Islam, What You Must Know, Hank brings together the best articles from the Christian Research Journal on Islam to equip you to think Christianly about Muslims in order to reach them for Christ. To order CRI's exclusive brand new hardcover book on Islam, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or go online to our secure website at www.equip.org. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip 28271. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because truth matters.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers concise and well-crafted answers to over 170 questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus all new answers to some of today's tenacious questions, such as, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan? And did Jesus make a crucial historical blunder in the Gospel of Mark? And that's not all. With each entry, Hank offers scripture references specifically related to the subject matter and recommends resources for further study to better equip you. Get your copy of this attractive 550-page leather hardbound book when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.